When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Side Hustle School. Welcome as well to our weekly segment known as Failure Friday. It's all about what can we learn from something that doesn't go well. In fact, it's usually something that goes very poorly, a mistake, a misstep, a disaster, and of course, failure. So just like our Throwback Thursday segment, you get to hear directly from a side hustler or entrepreneur, small business owner, somebody out there who has struggled to get something off the ground. Or in some cases, their business is going along just fine, and it's already off the ground, but then it comes crashing into the ground. Or maybe it's not quite that bad, but the point is they encounter some significant obstacle along the way. How do they respond, not just to the immediate situation, but usually what is the long-term lesson? What do they take away from that experience? I know that experience produces confidence, even when the experience is a negative one. So I like to just kind of share these stories as a lesson for all of us. And without further ado, today's short story features Thomas from Maryland. He started a membership site. I think it was started during the pandemic, not totally sure on that point, but his membership site is going along really well, but unfortunately, he took his eyes off the ball. That sounds like a baseball pun. I don't think it actually has anything to do with baseball, but just seemed to make sense because he stopped paying attention. So let's hear more from him. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap-up.
Hey there. For the past few years, I've worked remotely for a company, but have also been trying to branch out on my own. A membership site that I started seemed to have the most potential. I opened the site for 100 initial members, and the signups went pretty quickly. Then I closed it down for a while, which seemed to help increase the perception of scarcity every time I opened back up again. For our one-year anniversary, I held a big sale and was floored by the response. I thought I'd unlocked the secret. People like sales, at least as long as they don't happen too often. And the deadline produces built-in urgency. I could do no wrong, or so I believed back then. But by the time our second year anniversary rolled around, I wasn't paying as much attention to the site. It was still bringing in a lot of money, I just wasn't as excited about it. I'd noticed that more people were canceling, but I just assumed that was the normal ebb and flow of subscription sites. The second anniversary sale, however, proved otherwise. It was an epic fail, bringing in less than half the number of signups that the one-year sale did, and also generating some pretty negative feedback from existing members who felt like it was just a cash grab. Long story short, I'd been overconfident. I didn't listen to what my members were saying, and instead of growing, my five-figure membership site declined in monthly revenue to high four figures, which still great, of course, but would have been much better to see the trend go the other way. I spent the rest of the month talking to members, trying to regroup, and so now we're coming up on our third year anniversary, and I'm curious to see the results of this next sale. Either way, though, I've promised myself not to get too attached to the outcome. Perhaps that's another lesson I've learned.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thanks so much for sharing that story. I can definitely relate to that. I've had some membership sites over the years, and for me personally, I tend to be really excited about starting something and a little bit less excited about maintaining it. So the lesson I've taken away from that for myself is I need to focus more on starting projects that don't necessarily require a lot of long-term maintenance from me, just to kind of play to my strengths. But of course, there's more than one way to do it. If you have that motivation to, you know, build something over time, continue devoting your energy and attention to it, and often a membership site is a wonderful model for that. So never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. That is our theme of Failure Friday. Thanks again to Thomas for sharing this story. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. I hope you'll subscribe, follow, come back tomorrow. We've got a new episode every single day. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.